Today we're building a pirate signal style Amen variation blend in Ableton Live 12. This is an advanced drum and bass approach where the Amen still sounds like an Amen, but it's been reordered, relayered, filtered, and partially resampled so it feels like part of the track, not just a loop sitting on top. Think of this as a drum tool for the drop, for transitions, for second drop energy, for those moments where you want movement without losing control. In darker DNB, jungle-leaning rollers or club-focused breaks, this kind of treatment gives you grit, identity, and momentum while still leaving room for the bass line and sub to do their job. The big idea here is hierarchy. One layer is your foundation. The other layer is your variation. The foundation holds the groove. The variation adds motion, tension, and attitude. If that balance works, the break will feel alive and intentional, not overworked. Start with a clean Amen source and drop it into an audio track. Warp it to the project tempo, but don't flatten it into a grid zombie. You want the break to lock to the session, yes, but you do not want to erase the natural swing that makes an Amen feel human. Make two copies right away. One becomes Amen A, the foundation. The other becomes Amen B, the variation. When you're editing the foundation, go for pocket first, not complexity. Clean up only the timing issues that actually interfere with the groove. Let the hats breathe a little. Let the ghost notes keep some of their push. Tighten the hits that blur the kick-snare relationship, but don't force the whole thing into a sterile pattern. In DNB, that micro-timing is part of the attitude. What to listen for here is the snare. The snare should still feel like the anchor. If it turns into a thin tick, or the break loses that forward lean, you've gone too far. Also, if the loop only sounds exciting when it's soloed, it's not ready yet. The real test is always how it behaves once the bass comes in. Before EQ, make sure the clip gain is under control. If the break is fighting your kick or bass, drop it by a couple of dB first. That simple move gives you headroom and keeps the mix from getting crowded too early. Now build a clean stock device chain on the foundation. Drum bus, then EQ8, then saturator, then utility is a very solid starting point. Keep drum bus subtle. A little drive, maybe a touch of crunch if needed, but not enough to crush the transient. Use EQ8 to clear sub-rumble around the bottom end, and if the break is muddy, trim some low-mid energy, usually somewhere in that 250 to 400 Hz zone. Then add a little saturator with soft clip-on for density and edge. Utility can keep the break centered or slightly narrowed if the sample is too wide. Why this works in DNB is simple. The Amen already has enough transient character. You're not trying to redesign it from scratch. You're just making it translate on a club system, sit under the bass line, and keep its impact when the tune gets loud. A good decision point here is whether you want the cleaner, more rolling version, or the dirtier, more pirate radio version. If the track is neuro-tinged, more modern, or bass dense, keep the foundation clean and let the bass carry the aggression. If the tune is darker, rougher, or more jungle-inflected, you can push the saturation a bit harder and let the drums bring more attitude. Now move to the variation clip. Stop thinking in random chops. Think in musical phrases. Cut around the opening kick, the main snare, one or two ghost notes, maybe a hat tail that can fill space. The goal is not to make every transient behave differently. The goal is to create a phrase that evolves. A strong approach is to build an 8-bar variation from the same source. Keep the first couple of bars close to the original feel. Then add a displaced kick, a missing hit, a little pickup, or a reverse feel moment. Later in the phrase, open up a fill that leads back into the drop or the next section. Keep it musical. The Amen should still be recognizable as an Amen. If you want the result to stay more jungle-leaning, keep the snare identity obvious. If you want a more modern hybrid feel, let the ghost movement and missing hit tension do more of the work. Either way, the phrase should feel like it's speaking, not spamming ideas. Once the variation gesture feels right, print it. Resample it to audio. Commit. This matters, because advanced DNB editing can turn into endless tiny adjustments that stop improving the groove. Printing forces a decision. It also saves CPU, which is always useful once the bass processing and automation start stacking up. It's usually smart to keep both a dry backup and a processed print. That way you can choose between the clean structural version and the more aggressive version later in the arrangement. Now blend the two layers together. The foundation should sit slightly louder and more stable. The variation should feel like motion sitting behind it. A good starting point is to keep the variation 3 to 6 dB lower. If it adds too much low-mid clutter, high-pass it a little more aggressively. If it feels too sharp, trim a bit around the upper mids. If it feels weak, don't just crank the level. Add a little transient emphasis or density instead. What to listen for here is whether the groove gets wider in time, not just wider in stereo. That's the difference. If the center starts losing authority, or the kick and snare don't feel solid anymore, the blend is too loose. Keep the core rigid. Let the edges misbehave. A very useful arrangement strategy is to give each layer a job. Use the foundation for the first part of the drop so the listener understands the groove. Then bring in the variation on the second half of a four-bar phrase, or as a lift into the next section. For a second drop, you can swap the emphasis and let the variation become the lead feel, while the foundation steps back or gets filtered. This is where the tune starts feeling like it has an energy arc. Recognition first, escalation second. That's a strong club move, and it keeps the track DJ friendly. Now check the full context with bass and sub. This is the Riedel test. The amen should never be fighting the sub fundamental, the kick transient, or the main snare crack. If the bass line has a strong offbeat pulse, let the variation answer it in the spaces. If the bass is more sustained, you can afford a busier break. If the low mids are blurring, carve a little around 120 to 250 Hz before you start adding more compression. Also, do a mono check. Collapse the drum layers and make sure the groove still makes sense in the center. If it collapses in mono, the problem is usually too much width or facey texture in the wrong place. Fix it at the source instead of trying to widen the bus even more. Now bring in automation, but keep it controlled. A little filter movement on the variation layer can go a long way. A tiny drive bump into a fill can add aggression. A small volume dip before a snare-led moment can create Riedel pocket. You don't need constant movement. You need phrasing. What to listen for is whether the automation feels like momentum, not like a special effect. If you hear the automation more than you hear the groove, it's probably too much. The best movement feels like the break is breathing. For the finish, keep the drum bus treatment restrained. A little EQ cleanup, light glue compressor if needed, and maybe utility for final width control. If you overcompress the amen, you lose the snap that makes it work in a system. And if the break feels exciting but gets smaller in mono, fix the width problem at the source. Don't just push the bus wider. A good rule with this style is that the center stays disciplined, and the edges get messy. That's what gives you power without losing translation. The kick, snare, and sub stay locked. The ghost notes, hats, and noise tails carry the menace. One of the most useful pro habits here is to check the loop in three states: drums only, drums plus bass, and full drop. If it only sounds good in drums only mode, it's probably too detailed. If it still reads clearly with the bass playing, you're in the zone. That's the version you want. There are a few advanced variation moves worth keeping in mind too. You can swap a ghost note for a quieter one from somewhere else in the break. You can shift a phrase half a bar earlier or later to create that folly forward feeling. You can remove the most identifiable hit for one bar and bring it back heavier on the next. Or you can build a clean version, a slightly dirty version, and an aggressive version of the same idea and use them as energy states across the arrangement. That last one is especially powerful. Clean for the first drop, dirtier for the middle, aggressive for the second drop. Same source, different pressure. If you want to keep it really effective, remember this. Don't confuse motion with density. Often the best amen variation uses fewer events than you expect, just placed with more intention. One missing snare pickup in the right place can create more tension than four extra ghost hits. So here's the recap. We started with a clean amen, split it into a foundation layer and a variation layer, shaped the foundation for pocket, processed it with stock Ableton devices, chopped the variation into musical phrases, printed it to audio, and blended both layers so one supports the other. Then we checked the relationship against bass, kept the center solid, used automation sparingly, and protected the groove so the whole thing stays club ready. That's the Pirate Signal style mindset: hierarchy, phrasing, and controlled aggression. Not just more edits, better decisions. More usability in context. More pressure where it counts. Now take the exercise. Build an 8-bar amen variation blend using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the foundation mostly intact. Make the variation at least 3 dB quieter at first. Use only 2 automation moves, and test it with bass and kick playing, not soloed. If you want the real challenge, stretch it into a 16-bar section where the amen starts recognizable, gets more unstable in the middle, and then resolves into a heavier return. Do that, and you'll start hearing the difference between chopping a break and actually performing one. That's the level we want.